This is the Cal NEH American English Dialect Recordings Collection, tape number 39, side B.
First 1905, until I was 11 years old, and we moved to Tompkinsville, Kentucky. Lived 4 years, and then we came back to Clay County, out in the west end of county, though. He was a farmer.
In Kentucky?
In Tennessee. He still ran the farm in Tennessee, but we lived in Tompkinsville, a little town. Well, we lived 2.5 miles from the school, and I didn't get to go very much because I was sick an awful lot when I was a child. It was 2.5 miles from the school, and we didn't have very long schools then, 3 months. Well, it was a one-room schoolhouse with 2 teachers in it. Rose Hall was one of the teachers, and Miss Nola Pennington, and Charles Brown, Charlie Brown, I think they called him. And, you might say after I finished high school, there just wasn't anything else to do when I finished high school, and I started to tech and went 3 months and taught that year. And I did that for 3 years, and I got a 4-year certificate. And I was teaching 4 years and got married and had 2 boys, and I didn't teach while they were small. I stayed home, took care of them until the youngest one was 5 years old at Oak Grove, little one-teacher school, but 2 teachers, one-room school. I didn't know what to do myself, and I just had to learn by experience, just experimenting and trying to. I taught with an awful good principal. She was awful good to me and helped me an awful lot. There's all the world difference in now. Back then, we had to even buy our own wood to heat the school building with. They buy their own wood, the teachers did. And we had nothing to work with at all, like they have now. Now, teaching should be a pleasure to what it was then. Well, I liked horseback riding real well, some time. No, I quit when I got a car. We quit riding so much then. Yes, I see them and they'll holler at me and say hello and ask me how I am. Here in Salina, I taught in the West End, the second district all together. But I taught in 4 different schools, 6 years. Until the last I was at Hermitage Springs more than 6 years. But I taught 6 years at Union Hill and Oak Grove and Lar Bluff. 4 years at Lar Bluff and 6 years the other places. Primary grades mostly. Mm-hmm. Once for 2 months. It was all new to me because I'd always had someone else as a principal, and you have to have so many more problems when you're principal. Disciplining the bigger boys and girls, and we had a little hot lunch, and I had that to see to, by far, and make the reports. Well, I guess just associating with the children. Well, when one of your students turn out real well and make something of themselves, Well, I don't know. Right off now.
Or some of them.
There's quite a few of them that have gone on and finished college and have good jobs. I was a child.
Yeah.
Well, I've told my children stories, and when I'd get run out of a story to tell, I'd tell them something that happened when I was a child.
That's
what? Well, I had scarlet fever when it was Christmas time, and old Santa Claus came in the night and I had to have a drink of water. My daddy got up to get a drink, and he pulled up the chair. I had to have him rub my back some, too. And he pulled up the chair sedan, and it was the one I'd hung my stockings on the night before. And there was some things in the chair, and he said, oh, I guess I better not sit down there. Well, that woke me up good. Then I got up to see what Santa brought me and got all the other children up.
I get that.
Well, I did like to, but since I cook just for myself, I don't.
You live by yourself?
I live alone, yes.
How long have you been retired?
7 years.
You know, doing your asking?
Well, nothing much, only I have some neighbors that don't have a car, and I take them to town and to the doctor, and wherever they need to go, I try to help them out. Well, I live out in the west end of the county, near Hermitage Springs.